Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And this program is our Thanksgiving show. Now, in the past, we've done things about songs with thanks in them. We've done programs about food, because that's one of the big things for most of us at Thanksgiving. And this year, it was my idea, so blame it on me, that we should talk about things we're thankful for. And one of the major things that Ted and I are both thankful for are the chances we have had to see various theater projects, both in the United States and in England. We have had some fabulous experiences with shows we have seen that have meant so much to us for various reasons. So we thought we'd share those with you on tonight's program.
Well, we're going to start with my very first Broadway musical, and this happened in 1957. I had started going to the Metropolitan Opera 2 years before that, but opera stopped in mid-April and didn't start up again until the end of September. And I had all that time in there when there wasn't anything for me to go to. And somebody said, "Have you ever tried going to Broadway?" And I said, "What's that?" I was truly dumb. But I found a show. It was a musical version of a play by Eugene O'Neill called Anna Christie, and I bought the cheapest ticket they had for New Girl in Town. I believe my ticket, which was for the very last row of the balcony, was $1.60, and I got to see New Girl in Town. I saw two very, very talented ladies I knew I wanted to see again. One was Gwen Verdon. And since she didn't dance all that much in New Girl in Town, I didn't really appreciate how wonderfully talented she was until I saw her in Redhead. The other lady was Thelma Ritter, and she was exactly like she was on the screen, because I had seen her in so many films. So we're going to use one of Thelma Ritter's songs, and it's called Flings. And Thelma Ritter sings it with Lulu Bates and Mara Landy.
Oh, go chase yourself. You fly-by-night kids don't know what's good for a girl like Marthy.
She don't pay him no attention.
Wait till they've had experience. Flings. Flings is wonderful things.
And they gotta be flung. But someday when your springs are sprung,
have someone to yak with,
sit around with, scratch your back with.
Any hand which buys you sandwich, you can love.
Flings. Flings is wonderful things. When you're young, you can whoop.
But someday when your feathers droop,
then it's nice to have a bird to chirp with. Have a beer with, have a burp with,
though it's quiet when you try it. Gee, it's nice.
When some Romeo would twinkle, why my skin just used to pinkle.
Now just bring me Rip Van Winkle and it's love.
What they say is the truth. There ain't nothing like youth
when you're right at your peak. But someday when your hinges creak,
if there's fire in a guy, he'll lose it.
If he had it, who could use it?
So you sit there counting pains and saving strings,
and remembering flings. Flings is wonderful things, but they gotta be flung.
Flings is wonderful things
when the battle is hot.
But someday when your shells are shot,
you don't want a guy who's all inspired.
Please believe me, you'll get tired.
Let him snooze off with his shoes off, it's all right.
As a girl, I'd start in seething over guys just finished teething.
Now if they're alive and breathing, that enough.
At 109, any gal can do fine if she'll only resign that she isn't sweet and aligned.
'Cause a guy don't need a gal to thrill him.
If she thrilled him, it might kill him.
So you sit there while the darn canary sings, and remember your flings. Flings is wonderful things, but they gotta be flung by the young.
You heard a song from New Girl in Town, the musical that hooked me for Broadway, and the song was Flings, and it was sung by Thelma Ritter, Lulu Bates, and Mara Landy.
My first Broadway show came in 1975, and I found myself, for reasons I won't go into, locked out of my high school on an afternoon. So I decided I would get my bike and just kind of ride around, and the idea came to me that I should go into New York. I don't know why. So I got my return train ticket and went into New York and was wandering around the theater district, and the interval for Chicago had come out on the street and went back in, and I thought, well, I'll just take a look and see what the theater looks like on the inside. And the show started, so I sat down, and that started one of many second acts I did of Chicago. I didn't really see the first act for almost a year, but there you are. I second acted and didn't even know what it was, but I fell in love with Gwen Verdon, Cheetah Rivera, and Jerry Orbach, whom I knew from The Fantastics, my recording, that is. So here from the original cast of Chicago, we have Jerry Orbach and the company, and a number I know extremely well, Razzle Dazzle.
It's all show business, kid. These trials, the whole world, show business. But kid, you're working with a star, the biggest.
Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act with lots of flash in it, and the reaction will be passionate. Give 'em the old hocus pocus, bead and feather 'em. How can they see with sequins in their eyes? What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle 'em, and they'll never catch wise.
Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Back since the days of old Methuselah, everyone loves the big bamboozler. Give 'em the old three ring circus, sun and stagger on. When you're in trouble, go into your dance. Though you are stiffer than a girder, they let you get away with murder. Razzle dazzle 'em, and you got a romance. Give 'em the old
razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act that's unassailable. They'll wait a year till you're available.
Keep 'em way off balance. How can they spot you
got no talents.
Razzle dazzle.
That was my musical memory, my first one, and an indelible mark was left by Jerry Orbach, Cheetah Rivera, and Gwen Verdon, whom I loved for the rest of my time so far.
In the spring of 1971, when the school year was over at Mercer County Community College where I was teaching, I took a trip to London and stayed with a friend who recommended that I try to get a ticket to Guys and Dolls, which was being revived at the Royal National Theater in that theater's largest of three theaters, the Olivier. When I went to the box office to get a ticket for Guys and Dolls, I was laughed at. The only way you can get in is standing room, and they start lining up at about 6 o'clock in the morning, the young man told me, and that's what I did. I was so happy to do that because I got to talk to other people on the standing room line who were as interested in theater as I was. But the best part of seeing that Guys and Dolls was when it was over, walking across Waterloo Bridge with 300 other people singing, "Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat." Well, we're not going to use that. It takes too long. But I've selected another song from the original cast recording of that National Theater production. Here are Julia McKenzie and Julie Covington with "Marry the Man Today."
At Wanamaker's and Saxon and Klein's, a lesson I've been taught. You can't get alterations on a dress you haven't bought. At any vegetable market, from Borneo to Nome, you mustn't squeeze a melon till you get the melon home. You've simply got to gamble. You get no guarantee. Now, doesn't that kind of apply to you and I?
You and me.
Why not?
Why not what?
Marry the man today. Trouble though he may be, much as he likes to play, crazy and wild and free, marry the man today. Rather than sigh and sorrow, marry the man today and change his ways tomorrow.
Marry the man today.
Marry the man today.
Maybe he's leaving town.
Maybe he's leaving town. Don't let him get away.
Don't let him get away. Hurry and track him down.
Counterattack him and marry the man today. Give him the girlish laughter. Give him your hand today and save the gift for after.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly introduce him to the better things. Respectable, conservative, and clean.
Reader's Digest.
Guy Lombardo.
Rogers Pete.
Golf,
galoshes,
Ovaltine, but marry the man today. Handle it meek and gently. Marry the man today and train him subsequently. Carefully expose him to domestic life. And if he ever tries to stray from you,
have a pot roast.
Yeah. Have a headache.
Have a baby.
From the 1971 London revival of Guys and Dolls, you heard Julia McKenzie and Julie Covington sing Marry the Man Today by Frank Lesser.
Now, I started on stage when I was 5 years old, and I've done many roles that I've loved dearly. And fate reared its ugly head when I finally got my equity card shortly thereafter. My parents became ill and I haven't been able to go back to audition. So something I miss terribly. But I thought back on all the roles I've done and the one that I've done three times that I love so very much and unfortunately has changed is the role of Herr Schultz from Cabaret. That role has been broken down since the movie version, but in the original production, he was an entirely different person and literally was this part of the secondary couple to Cliff and Sally. He sang a song that was near the end of the first act that I loved doing every night. And here is the original Herr Schultz, Jack Guilford, to do Mieskite.
Now the only word you have to know to understand this little song is the Yiddish word Mieskite. Mieskite means ugly, funny looking. Mieskite means Mieskite, Mieskite. Once upon a time there was a Mieskite, Mieskite. Looking in the mirror he would say, what an awful shock, I've got a face that could stop a clock. Mieskite, Mieskite, such a pity on him, he's a Mieskite, Mieskite. Got up in his heaven, left him out on a shaky limb. He put a Mieskite on him. Listen, he grew up, even Mieskites grow up. And soon in the cheder, means Hebrew school, he sat beside this little girl. And when he asked her her name, she replied, Ampel. He ran to the Zeder, that's grandfather, and said in that screechy voice of his, you told me I was the homeliest. Well, Gramps, you're wrong. Pile is. Mieskite, Mieskite, no one ever saw a bigger Mieskite, Mieskite. Everywhere a floor, and maybe that is the reason why I'm going to love her until I die. Mieskite, Mieskite, oh, is it a pleasure? She's a Mieskite, Mieskite. She's the one I'll treasure, for I thought there could never be a bigger Mieskite than me. Listen to what happened. And so they were married. And in a year, she turned and smiled. I'm afraid I am going to have a child. 9 months she carried, worrying how that child would look. And all the cousins were worried too. But what a turn fate took. Gorgeous, gorgeous, they produced a baby that was gorgeous, gorgeous. Crowding round the cradle, all the relatives awed and oohed. He ought to pose for a baby food. Gorgeous, gorgeous, would I tell a lie? He's simply gorgeous, gorgeous. Who'd have ever thought that we would see such a flawless gem out of two Mieskites like them? Wait, wait, this story has a moral. All my stories have morals. Moral, moral, yes, indeed, the story has a moral, moral. Though you're not a beauty, it is nevertheless quite true. There may be beautiful things in you. Mieskite, Mieskite, listen to the fable of the Mieskite, Mieskite. Anyone responsible for loveliness, large or small, is not a Mieskite at all.
That was Jack Guilford from the original cast of Cabaret singing a song that I love to perform, Mieskite.
In 1971, I got to see my favorite musical of all time, and that's Stephen Sondheim's Follies. The production was dazzling. The singers, including Dorothy Collins, whom I only knew from television's Your Hit Parade, and Alexis Smith were absolutely wonderful. Alexis Smith got to sing a song called Could I Leave You that absolutely knocked me out, and here it is.
Leave you, how could I leave you? How could I go it alone? Could I wave the years away with a quick goodbye? How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at 5. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books and the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen glares from those injured eyes, leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year, leave the lies ill-concealed and the wounds never healed and the game's not worth winning, and wait, I'm just beginning. What, leave you, how could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France, would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? Bet your ass. But I've done that already. Or didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the Brocks and Chagalls and all that. You could leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake and 90% of the money you make and the rugs and the cooks. Darling, you keep the drugs, Angel, you keep the books. Honey, I'll take the grand sugar, you keep the spinach and all of our friends. And just wait a goddamn minute. What, leave you, how could I leave you? Sweetheart, I have to confess. Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you?
I've seen many productions of Follies, but none of them equaled the 1971 original Broadway cast. And from that cast, you heard Alexis Smith do Could I Leave You. We hope you're listening to this program as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
My 35 years with TED have given me opportunities to see and witness things that I never thought I ever would. And it's been wonderful. And I was absolutely gobsmacked when he took me to see a concert version of a Kern and Hammerstein musical that I never thought I would see and never heard, because there were no original cast recordings of these older shows. It's called Very Warm for May. And it's about a socialite who gets in trouble with the mob, I believe it is, and things get very warm for her, and her name is May. It's not about the season. But there are beautiful songs. Kern wrote melodies that I think have been unrivaled on the Broadway stage, but I never knew how they were used. And in this production, we got to hear the layering that Kern used. And here is from a John McGlynn, and he was the one who conducted this. Here is a selection that comes from Very Warm for May. It's a familiar song, All the Things You Are, but You might not have heard it the way it sounded in the original musical. Here are Jeannie Lehman, Chris Gronendahl, Rebecca Luker, George Dvorsky, and the Ambrosian Chorus with All the Things You Are.
Thank you.
from the Kern Hammerstein musical Very Warm for May. That was All the Things You Are, the way Jerome Kern meant it to sound. And that has to be one of the highlights of my theater-going experience and still makes me cry when I hear it today. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Theater Going We're Thankful for Thanksgiving on The Dress Circle.
Ticket prices have always been too high for me because I had a low-paying job and now I'm retired. But I found out that if you bought tickets to preview performances, they were usually a little cheaper, so I could afford something other than standing room or the cheapest seats. And that's what happened with the next show I want to mention. I went to see a preview about four nights before it opened, and I thought it was wonderful. I told everybody I knew that the show would be a huge hit and they should order tickets and go and see it. When 70 Girls 70 opened, the reviews were mostly negative and some of them were outright hostile. They said the show was cruel to old people, and I don't believe it for a minute. And now that I'm an old people, I can tell you it was not cruel to us.
It's a celebration. I don't know how anybody can be negative about this show.
Well, it was difficult picking a song, but I'm going to pick one from the first act called Coffee in a Cardboard Cup, and it's sung by Lillian Hayman and Goldie Shaw from the original cast recording of 70 Girls 70 by Candor and Ebb.
The trouble with the world today, it seems to me, is coffee in a cardboard cup. The trouble with the affluent society is coffee in a cardboard cup. No one's ever casual and nonchalant. No one waits a minute in a restaurant. No one wants a waitress passing pleasantries like, hiya, miss.
Hiya, sir.
May I take your order, please? The trouble with the world today is plain to see. Yes, everything is hurry up.
It's rush it through.
And don't be slow.
And BLT.
On the ride to go.
With coffee.
I think she said.
Coffee.
I know she said.
Coffee.
The trouble with a helter-skelter life we lead is coffee in a cardboard.
Do-wah-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah.
The trouble the psychologists have all agreed is coffee in a cardboard.
Wah-wah-wah-wah. Tell me what could possibly be drearier
than seaboard from the Belknap cafeteria.
Seems to me a gentleman would much prefer afternoon.
Hiya, Ben!
Would you like the special, sir? The trouble with the world today is plain to see. Is everything is hurry up.
There's ready whip.
An instant tea.
And minute rice.
And my own meat.
There's coffee.
I think so.
Coffee.
I know she said.
Coffee.
In a cardboard cup.
The trouble is the way we like to take things out. But
nobody knows, and you see what I mean.
No one knows the meaning of utopia. It's dining at your corner, cornucopia. Seems to me we wouldn't be such nervous wrecks with hello there.
Be right back.
Would you care for separate checks? The trouble the world today is plain to see. Is everything is hurry up. It's all become Looney Tunes.
The sugar packs.
And plastic spoons.
And coffee.
I think she said.
Coffee.
I know she said.
Coffee.
I'm sure she said.
Coffee.
She must have said
coffee. Coffee in a cardboard cup.
Hurry up.
from the original cast recording of Candor and Ebb's 70 Girls 70, you heard Lillian Hayman and Goldie Shaw sing Coffee in a Cardboard Cup.
Because of our trips to London to see theater, we visited friends, we had a great time, but we saw theater, and we saw theater that never made it to the United States for some reasons, and we got to see some absolutely phenomenal things that we loved, and just like 70 Girls 70, we couldn't figure out why other people didn't. So the theatrical experience for us was just amplified. And one of those shows for me was from 1992, and it was an original musical based kind of on Moby Dick. Now, people went to see it thinking they were going to see this grand, almost opera-esque thing about Moby Dick. Oh, no. This was kind of a St. Trinian's version of Moby Dick. It took place in a girls' school in the drained swimming pool as they're trying to raise money to keep the school afloat, so to speak. The headmistress, who also played Captain Ahab, was played by a rock star named Tony Monopoly, and he was superb, as was this whole cast. It was hysterically funny, and it was filled with so much energy and goodwill. We saw it, I think, three times, if I'm not mistaken, and we loved it, as did the audience. Standing ovations, but the critics just ripped it to shreds because it did a disservice to Melville. I'm sorry, I've read that book. It made Melville wonderful, which he never was. So one of the things that I got the biggest kick of and had, out of and had to explain to several people was Elijah Salt kind of is the doomsayer, and he says that the Pequot is going to go down. But the way they did it in this was absolutely hysterical. Here is Mark White as Elijah, and he's joined as Joanna Redman as Ishmael, or the Greenhorn, depending on how you want to do that. Teresa Cartel as Queequeg, and the company with At Sea One Day, or Elijah's Prophecy.
One day you'll smell some land where land there may not be at hand, and on that day your ship will hang and all save one will die.
Aye!
I know you may not want to know this sort of thing before you go, still I thought you ought to know in case you wondered why. At sea one day you'll smell some land where land there may not be at hand
till you die,
and on that day your ship will hang, your ship will hang, and all save one of you will die. I wake every day in a drinking den, abused by the roots of his sadness. I listen and talk with the world and his dog, useless as boots for the footless. You'll smell some land where land there may not be at hand, and on that day your ship will hang and all save one will die. At sea one day,
at sea one day,
you'll smell some land,
you'll smell some land
where land there may not be at hand
till you die.
And on that day,
and
your ship will sink,
you'll
a pair from one I walk with the scream from a pitiless dream, inspired by a hog-gaw hoochoo. I dreamt the view in the dream I drew was an insight into the future.
Aye.
Before we go before the mast to chase the mighty whale, at last your name I'd rather like to ask.
Elijah soars me name.
Elijah
is a prophet's name. Prophecies. His craze is made up of trouble and gloom, clown seed of gossipy rumor.
Aye!
Scare up shadowy things from the blue and hope we go no further.
Elijah, Elijah, we know him of old. Elijah, Elijah, we know him. Ignore him, applaud him, or take hold. Chip him up, beat him up, and throw him.
You'll smell some land where land there may not be at hand, and on that day your ship will hang and all save one will die. At
sea one day,
you'll smell some land
where
land there may not be
I guess you may not want to know this sort of thing.
No, thank you. You're right, old man, we did a story. Wow!
From one of the most joyous theater visits I've ever been to, three times. That was the cast from Moby Dick, which played at the Piccadilly Theater. You heard Mark White as Elijah, Joanne Redman, Teresa Cartel and the company with At Sea One Day.
My next choice is Ragtime, which started out as a best-selling novel and then was made into a successful film. And I used those two things in a course I taught called Literature into Film, and I don't think my students were as enthusiastic about the book as I was. Ragtime became a Broadway musical in 1998 with a wonderful score by Aarons and Flaherty, and I loved everything about the show. One of the characters who had his story told so well was Coalhouse Walker, who was performed by Brian Stokes Mitchell. Now, we have used many times my favorite songs from Ragtime, Mother's Song and the duets between Brian Stokes Mitchell and Audra McDonald, so I didn't want to use those. Instead, I'm using something that occurs almost ahead of the finale, and it's called Make Them Hear You. Coalhouse Walker is urging people to stand up for their rights. And here is the role's originator, Brian Stokes Mitchell, to sing it for you.
Go out and tell our story. Let it echo far and wide. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. How justice was our battle, and how justice was denied. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight that sometimes there are battles that are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you. Go out and tell our story to your daughters and your sons. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And tell them in our struggle we were not the only ones. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. Your sword can be a sermon or the power of the pen. Teach every child to raise his voice, and then, my brothers, then will justice be demanded by 10 million righteous men. Make them hear you when they hear you. I'll be near you
again. Another London show that we both loved in defiance of the critics was Children of Eden. And this moment was the one for me that will always live in my memory. The return of the animals, because it's all based on the book of Genesis, in the second act. And here is that orchestral by Stephen Schwartz.
Thank you.
Wonderful theatricality in that. That was The Return of the Animals with the orchestra conducted by David Fuhrman.
The roles of Adam and Eve were played by Shezwe Powell and Martin Smith, who were both superb. And in the first act of Children of Eden, Eve has this song to sing. It's called The Spark of Creation. And here is Shezwe Powell.
Hunger burning inside me cannot be denied.
I got a feeling that the father who made us, when he was kindling the pulse in my veins, he left a tiny spark of that fire smoldering inside. The spark of creation is flickering within me. The spark of creation is blazing in my blood. A bit of the fire that lit up the stars and breathed life into the mud. The first inspiration, the spark of creation. I see a mountain and I want to climb it. I see a river and I want to leave shore. Where there was nothing, let there be something, something made by me. There's things just waiting for me to invent them. There's worlds waiting for me to explore. I am an echo of the eternal cry of, let there be, the spark of creation. But when you're born with an imagination, sooner or later you're feeling the fire gets hotter and higher. The spark of creation.
From Children of Eden, that was Shezwe Powell with The Spark of Creation. Stephen Schwartz rewrote the show after the London failure, and what he produced was not half as good as that original, which was very badly advertised, and the reviews were okay, but not special.
Yes, that's a theater memory that's going to stay with me forever. We'll close with another one of my favorite memories, and I think Ted liked this too, and it was another London show that got mixed to negative reviews that I thought was brilliant fun. And it was a musical version of the Fritz Lang silent film Metropolis, and it starred Judy Kuhn, and we loved her. The title of the song from this score is You Are the Light, and here's Judy Kuhn with the chorus.
My friends, my brothers and my sisters, every time we meet, our meetings are growing. Every time I speak, you hear me better, and I know your memory's growing. But there's one thing you've always got to that you are the light, you are the future. Where there is wrong, you'll make it right. Let every heart rise up and follow. Be strong, for you are the light. No man is small if he's a believer. You'll only lose if you don't fight. Pass the torch to your children. Let them not fear the night. You must keep this vision in your sight. For you are the light. You are the future.
So
rise up and follow.
We will
be strong, for you are the light.
Thank you for listening to Our Thankfuls, and we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.